Good morning. This is Pastor David Gennaro, and you are listening to Trust the Bible. This week, I'm talking about repentance. And the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And repentance is one of those things the Bible teaches us about and serves as such an important resource, as indeed the ultimate resource, because repentance is such a blessing in life. Yesterday, I told you that we usually have a negative view of repentance. We think of judgmental people. We think of condemnation. We think of someone shaking their finger, saying, repent. And I showed you from the Bible that no, actually, repentance is this wonderful opportunity God gives us so that we can pursue blessings in our life as we repent. So today I'm going to focus on, what does it mean to repent? What does repentance actually look like? How do I know if I am repenting or not? So we're going to look at a definition. Let me just quickly remind you about how repentance is so good. First, Jesus preached repentance, and there was no one more loving than Jesus. There was no one who communicated love more than Jesus. And yet we read that all of his sermons focused on repentance. We saw that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. For Jesus, repentance was something beautiful and wonderful and came with blessings. Let me read another verse I didn't get to yesterday, and that is Luke 15, verse 7. Jesus says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Now think about that for a moment. That means that if you repent, there's celebrations among the angels in heaven, more so than the righteous acts of others. Repentance is what really brings joy to heaven more than anything else. So repentance is a wonderful thing. The fact that you have an opportunity to repent is a blessing from God. So what is repentance? Well, you might have heard this before, that kind of at its root level, it means a change of mind. And if you just look at the basic parts of the word in Greek that we get our translation repentance from, it's literally just kind of two words mushed together, change and mind. And so very often preachers will talk about that. I think that's not really the best way to define repentance, though. It might get you off to a start, or it might be interesting to kind of help you develop the definition of repentance. But a lot of words, you know, we put words together in English all the time, and they don't necessarily mean the combination of those two words. And so we want to be careful and just see how the Bible uses this word, because it's a special word. It's used in so many contexts. You've got to let the context determine the meaning, and not just, you know, break down into the literal translation of the parts of the word. So let's talk first of all about salvation. You know, there are different kinds of repentance. There's repentance that leads to salvation, forgiveness of sin, eternal life. Then there's ongoing repentance towards God and towards others. I think that the place where we focus on the most, and the most important thing to focus on, is that initial repentance that leads to salvation. So let me begin by looking at Acts chapter 26, verse 20. Paul says this. He says, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. So this is Paul summarizing what his preaching ministry was all about. Jesus came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Paul came preaching to Jews and Gentiles all over the place that they should repent. So that was the what his message was all about. We'll also see this in Peter. His preaching focused on repentance. All right, so what does repent mean? Well, he says that they should repent and turn to God. And the way that this is put together is these are one and the same thing. To repent is to change direction. It is to turn away from the path you're on and turn towards a path of following God, of seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. And Paul adds here that they should demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. So is repentance a change of mind? Yes. it is a change of mind. And when you truly change your mind about your actions, about your behavior, about your attitude, it will show up in the way that you live moving forward. You can't truly repent of a sin and keep right on doing it. You can't steal. I've used this illustration before. Why not use it again? You can't steal your lawnmower from your neighbor's yard and have him come over and get mad at you and say, "Hey, what are you doing with my lawnmower?" And say, "Oh, I am so sorry. I repent of stealing your lawnmower. Will you forgive me?" And you just keep on using his lawnmower, and you don't actually give it back to him. You know, if you're truly sorry, if you truly have repentance, you're going to hand the lawnmower back over to him. It's going to change the way you act. And the assumption is that you are committing to not steal it again. You know, it's not like you're going to hand it back to him and then later on that night you're going to sneak into his garage and take the lawnmower. You might do that, but the assumption is that if you truly are repentant, if you've truly changed your mind about that action, you're not going to do it again, or at least at that time you're repenting, you're committing to not doing it again. So repentance is a changing in direction. We gather from this verse, it is to turning away from sin, turning to God, and it shows up in the way you act. It is a commitment of what you're going to do from then on. Now, sometimes people will talk about repentance as something you do in your mind. It is purely a change of mind, and it is a change of mind about Jesus, because when the gospel is preached, people were calling on people to believe in Jesus. The preachers, Paul, Peter, the apostles, they were saying, you need to stop rejecting Jesus as the Messiah. You need to recognize that he truly is God, that he's truly Savior, that he truly has died for your sins. You need to change your mind about rejecting Jesus' offer of eternal life and now receive that offer. And so it will go that it's all about just changing your thinking about who Jesus is. And it has nothing to do with sin, nothing to do with action. And that understanding of repentance misses the rich Old Testament background that we have on this word repent. Let me give you an example. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30. Ezekiel says, "Therefore, you Israelites, I will judge each of you according to your own ways, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent! Turn away from all your offenses, then sin will not be your downfall." So the prophet Ezekiel is preaching to the Israelites, repent. This word repent didn't just show up after Jesus came or when Jesus came preaching repent. Jesus was but another in a long line of people. All of the prophets before Jesus were preaching repent to the Israelites. Why? Because they were not being faithful to the covenant God made with them. They were not worshiping God alone. They were worshiping other gods. They were not seeking to fulfill all of the requirements and the commandments. They were violating in just very negligent ways the commandments. So the call to repent was a call to return, to worship and follow and commit oneself to the covenant God made with Israel and to keep his commandments. We see that in Isaiah also, chapter 31, verse 6. Isaiah says, "Return, you Israelites." And the word he uses here is the root Hebrew word that means repent. It's where the teachers in the New Testament got the word they use. They're talking about this Hebrew word to return. Isaiah says, "Return, you Israelites, to the one you have so greatly revolted against." And so that's the idea here. It's not just about changing your beliefs about who Jesus is. It is about returning to the God you have rejected, the one you've sinned against, saying, "I was wrong. I'm going to turn from the direction I'm heading in, and I'm going to turn back to God and to seek to follow his ways and his commands." And yes, that includes what you believe about Jesus. I'll keep going about the definition here next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.